Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We talked about this, but the church as a whole has stopped celebrating Palm Sunday. And now, today is Passion Sunday. And again, as Pastor Don and I visited about the gospel reading today, it is the story of the Passion, not the triumphant entry of Jesus in Jerusalem. But I am going to preach on that triumphant entry today, and the story of Jesus coming to the holy city. First, let's look at our Old Testament lesson again in verse 9, if you want to read with me. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. I love that one because in the Messiah, it's an alto. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice greatly. You know, that verse is used for an entire song in the Messiah. But shout aloud, O daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. So, king's going to come to his kingdom on a donkey. And it's not pulling a golden chariot, but it's on a humble donkey's baby, not even a full-grown animal. Zechariah is a minor prophet. In the Bible, we have what we call major prophets, minor prophets. The major prophets are Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. Why? Because they deal with prophecy. And then we have the minor prophets. But it doesn't mean that the prophecy that the minor prophets have is of lesser importance, as we just saw in the reading today. Now remember, the criteria for a prophet in the Old Testament is that you can never be wrong. Because if you're wrong, then you're not a prophet. A little bit of stress and pressure, isn't it? Boy, I'm glad I don't have to live up to that. Well, I would like to share with you a little of the Gospel of Mark, starting in chapter 11 for the rest of the story. And now we will rise, and now we will shake our palm branches. If you can't, that's all right too. The triumphal entry. Our gospel starts in Mark 11, verse 1. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples. And he said to them, go into the village in front of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it to me. If anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord has need of it, and we'll send it back here immediately. And they went away and found a colt tied at a door outside in the street, and they untied it. And some of those standing there said to them, what are you doing untying the colt? And they told them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their cloaks out on the road, and others spread leafy branches they had cut from the field. And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. And he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Here ends our gospel reading. Please be seated. The triumphal entry into Jerusalem. But according to my sermon today, the triumphal, yeah, now you can shake them. We need to shake them. Should have been doing that during the gospel, but that's all right. Yeah. Or was it a triumphant entry? That's what my sermon's about today. If we were expecting the King of the Jews, the king appointed by God as the king of the world, the anointed king who would rule God's kingdom on earth, I don't think he would come on the back of a little donkey, do you? But yet that's what prophecy says. Of course, you know the donkey is called in the Old Testament. You know, he didn't enter on a fancy car. He didn't enter in a gold gilded chariot. He didn't come in a wagon. He came in as humbly as he possibly could. Of course, there's always the self-appointed judges asking the apostles while they were untying the colt. I mean, after all, they thought he was going to steal them, right? Get the police. Of course, there's no police at this time period. I find it interesting that people would put cloaks and palm branches on the dust of the street to make a carpet for Jesus on the colt to walk on. That's their form of a red carpet. You know, when we have somebody who's real fancy, we roll out the red carpet and they walk down the aisle, correct? Well, this one was made out of palm branches, cloaks, and branches off of trees. But I think verse 10 is the one that's really important. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Now David's been dead for centuries, hasn't he? How can this be the coming of the kingdom of David? Well, we're going to talk about that here in a minute. So the common people knew who Jesus was and the importance of his entry into the city in fulfillment of prophecy. One of the things that I learned at the seminary is that Christianity is a religion of slaves. And remember, in Greek, the word doulos means two things, slave and servant. Folks, this is not a religion of the aristocracy. This is a religion for people like you and me, the average people of the time. And that's why it's so important, because it talks to us that way. You know, I wish, I'm going to see if these are still available, but the Association for Lutherans put out a painting of Palm Sunday. I mean, it's huge, it's about this long. But if you can imagine in this, first of all, we see Jesus coming in the gate on this little donkey. Okay? And the people are there, and the palm branches are being spread out, and people are singing Hosanna in the highest, and standing on the left side of that painting, on a step, are the Pharisees. And they're going, you can just see it. They're complaining. Well, because they're the ones that aren't getting the attention, and they're the ones in charge. So what about this guy coming in on a foal of a donkey? Why is he so important? Well, people knew that, didn't they? Do you think anybody at that day could conceive in just 5 days they would see Jesus standing or hanging from that cross? I don't. But how did it happen? Well, if you were uneducated, superstitious, and your king entered the city, what did you expect? Well, here's where we start getting into the preconceived notions of the Jewish people. The king came in glory. Well, that did happen, didn't he? Except that was not the glory the people expected. They believed that the king, when he came, would kick out the Roman oppressors. Boy, that didn't happen, did it? King Herod, who was the king of Israel, he was a Jew, but he was not a Semitic person. He was a Sassanid. Hope I pronounced that right. So the thing is, he wasn't related to any of these people. He was just the king. All right, so here comes the king of the Jews. They're going to get rid of King Herod, who is hated. That didn't happen. Israel would become the most important country in the world, replacing the Roman Empire in importance. David's kingdom, the coming of the father David, would be reinstated, and the people of Israel would be the most important people in the world. Well, nope, not a nine yet. That don't happen. So what really happened? Well, a man with dirty feet because he walks in the dirt with no shoes. and one robe to his name, came through the gate on the foal of a donkey, came into the city, and he began to preach. Folks, I don't know about you, but that sure doesn't seem like a king to me. Does it seem like a king to you? But yeah, he is the king. He is the king of glory. Well, I don't know about you, but the people of this time were really confused. Because Jesus didn't come, the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One, which is what both Christ and Messiah means. Both of those names came. But it sure wasn't what people expected. And the thing is, when they realized what he was, they got mad. Because he was not what they expected. He was not going to bring them to what they believe would be the most important people on earth, make the kingdom of David more important. Again, all this other stuff, it ain't going to happen. Because he even told us during that time period, my kingdom is not of this world. So they rebelled against Jesus to the point where Jesus had to go through 5 trials on the night of Good Friday. Now, we sort of forget that he was tried 3 times by the Sanhedrin and 2 by the Roman authorities that night. I mean, we watch Perry Mason and see 1 time. He went through it 5 times. But that story is one for Friday night. So today, we're going to celebrate the coming of the King of the Jews and all of the promise that this entry made to the people when he entered the gates of his city of Jerusalem. And I think it's wonderful that the people who actually knew Jesus, who actually knew that the Savior of mankind came in on a donkey, what that entry meant, the triumphant entry of our Lord and Savior. And the outpouring of the love that the people had for their Savior. My friends, may your love for Jesus keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.